Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. Fall is in the air. School is in the air. Kids have been back for a week or more. And today we're doing Bounce Back Sunday, where we're bouncing back into the fall, bouncing back into school. It's also a fun celebration. We're going to be sharing with our kindergartners and our third graders their Bible Sunday, sharing those. And it's Bounce House Sunday. So kids, after worship today, invite your grown-up to go with you to the bounce house, and they can supervise you and watch you bounce and have a good time. It's Bounce Back Sunday, and kids will be with us in worship this morning. But we do have the nursery open if you'd like to have a little one that would like to go to the nursery. It's great to welcome you, and as I lift up some announcements, they'll be scrolling here on the screens, or you can look in your bulletin for lots more details. But I want to share that on September 29th, we are going to be having a fun combined worship service. All Whitmore Lake and Brighton are going to worship together, and we're going to have a 10 o'clock service. And we're going to celebrate a big fall worship service together with lunch to follow and a joyful fellowship time. So hope you'll save the date for 10 o'clock that Sunday, because we won't have a 9:30. If you come early, that's all right. You can have a little pre-fellowship. Also, coming up this week, Tuesday here, the 10th of September, the United Methodist Women, get this, the second annual. They're doing it, again, backed by popular demand, the Fall Fashion Show fundraiser to support UMW. It's taking place at the Clothing Cove, so we hope you can come Tuesday night. You can get tickets at the door for $20. Each ticket is going to help the proceeds go to UMW Missions. Appetizers, a fun reason to shop, ladies. Contact Paula Cunningham if you have more questions. And then, if you like to eat and you like to play, come join the cornhole tournament Sunday, the 22nd of September. We want to keep you busy here in September. From 1 to 3:30, we're doing a cornhole. There's also going to be a fun chili cook-off. So come be a part of this fun event and support. It's going to support the Readers to Leaders campaign to help scholarship students. Well, for a full list of great things happening in the life of our church, check your bulletin and make sure and fill out that connection card. We want to know you are here, and you can note any ways you might like to get connected in worship and in our church community. At this time, now I would invite us to center our hearts and minds and lift our hearts in praise to God. Won't you please stand as you feel comfortable? Let's praise God together.
Thank you. join me in the opening prayer. Lord of all that we see and hear and touch, you have blessed us with your love. Help us to be more loving and accepting. Help us to treat all that you have created with the same love you have for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
I would invite forward all of our kindergartners and our third graders who are going to receive their Bibles this morning, as well as their parents, as well as their families. Would you guys come on up if you're a kindergartner? Just the kindergartners and the third graders and their families. All right, come on up. Yeah, you can. You want to come on up? All right. Hey, Felix, it's good to see you. Come on up, kids. You guys want to come on over here? All right, it's a big Sunday. Oh, it's so great to see you guys. All right. Come on over, parents. So glad you're here. It's a fun Sunday. All right. I'm so glad you're up here, Bennett. Well, it is a joy to welcome you guys up on this fun, special Sunday. Isn't this a great group of kids, church? Isn't this awesome? A great group of kids. Well, on behalf of our whole church community here at First United Methodist, our Brighton and our Whitmore Lake campus, we are overjoyed to be sharing with you on your special kindergarten and third grade Bible Sunday. And sometimes people wonder, why on earth kindergarten and third grade? Good question. So I have a good answer for the kindergarten one, because in kindergarten, it is a great big year where you're just kind of starting to learn how to read. And so we want to share a Bible with you that you, as you're learning how to read at school, you can be learning the Bible stories of Jesus at home. And in third grade, that's a really good question. For some reason, in the United Methodist Church, we've just done this for like 200 years, haven't we? We've just always celebrated third grade Bibles, and it's a good time as third graders are growing in their reading skills that we love to share with you now a Bible that's just a little bit older, a few more words on the page. So our kindergartners, we're going to be sharing with you this awesome Spark Story Bible, and the third graders have a fun adventure Bible. And we hope that as you open up these words of Scripture, as you read the stories of Jesus, that you're going to be excited to study and learn in Sunday school, but that you'll also be able to do this and share this time with your parents at home, whether you're reading at bedtime or you're maybe reading in the morning before you get on the bus or get out the door. But we hope and pray that you know that as you're studying these scripture stories, that you can look out in this congregation and maybe remember these people here today. They're going to be thinking of you and praying for you on your journey of faith. and they are going to be so excited to help you grow in your knowledge and love of God. So we want to share these Bibles with you this morning. Let's say a prayer, and then I'm going to pass them out. Let's pray. Oh, loving God, we thank you, Lord, for these children. As they receive this word of God, may they learn their stories and study its words. These stories belong to all of us, and they speak words about your amazing love that you have for us. May all of these kids that receive their kindergarten or their third grade Bible this morning open their hearts to receive it, their hands to receive it, and their minds to explore it. We thank you, Lord, for this journey of faith and for each child. May they be blessed on their journey. Through Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's a great joy to share these with you this morning. So as I call your name, if you want to come on down, we have George and Grayson. You guys want to come over? All right, come on over, guys. All right. They're twins, so I always have to check the name tag. That's so exciting. Henry, it's great to share your Bible with you, your third grade Bible. And Aubrey. And Felix, it's wonderful to share your Bible. And Joshua, your third grade Bible. Let's see here. And I see Bennett. And I see Bennett, your junior kindergarten Bible. It's a great joy to share these with you. Let's celebrate. But stay put, because I'm going to invite the rest of any of our other kids that want to invite you to come forward, as well as our teachers or educators or school bus drivers or cafeteria workers or principals, or do we have the superintendent? That will be awesome. I would invite all of our Sunday school teachers. If you teach and if you're a kid, come on up, because we also want to bless your backpacks as we're heading off to school. So come on up, kids. Hi, Joey. Come on up. Hey, Carson. What's that? I never saw you. And if you happen to bring a Bible, if you happen to bring a backpack, we want to bless it as you're heading off, continuing to head off to school. All right, kids. Well, there is going to be lots of work done this year in school, lots of studying, and inside your backpacks, it's going to hold maybe crayons and markers and homework assignments and lunch boxes. It's going to hold projects. It's going to hold lots of stuff, and we want to pray for you as you are continuing your school year. We hope that you had a really good first week of school if you were a Brighton kid, or a couple of weeks of school if you've been at it for a while. And you know what? I don't know if on your backpack you like to do anything or add anything kind of fancy and fun, but some kids like to add keychains. Do you guys like to add a keychain to your bag, your backpack or two? Well, I want to share a few little fun things with you this morning. There, we have some fun little stars to add to your backpack, to remind you that you are a star and that you can shine God's amazing light in this world. So before you sit down, I want to share these fun little keychains you can decorate your backpacks with. Let's pray. We're so excited for you guys. Dear loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for all of these kids, and we give you thanks for our teachers and those that are in the classroom, and those that are in the cafeteria and on the school bus. God, we give you thanks for this year ahead, and we pray your blessings upon each of these children, that as they go to school and learn and study, they might know that you are always with them. This church community loves them and supports them and is encouraging them on, and so we thank you for the kids. Lord, bless the teachers and those that are a part of making this school year such a wonderful success. And Lord, we thank you for all of our Sunday school teachers here at church that are helping learn and grow with the kids, for the youth group leaders, and those that are a part of the ministry with our youngest disciples. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. I want to share with you guys some keychains. All right. To know that you're a shining star and to shine God's love in this world. All right. Have a fabulous year. So this September, we are doing a fun sermon series using children's books, knowing that stories have the power to tell kids and adults a lot for us to think about. So we have a fun story this morning for you to check out. It's called Strictly No Elephants.
In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. The word of God for the people of God.
Church, won't you pray with me? Almost loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for children. We give you thanks for the start of a new school year. We give you thanks for teachers and the joy of an excitement of a new year. And Lord, we also give you thanks for children's stories, for they might speak a word to us. And Lord, we thank you for the words of Scripture. Help us, Lord, to do unto others as you would have them do. Help in everything, do unto others, Lord, that we might do that. Treat others the way we want to be treated. Oh, Lord, as we turn our ears to Scripture, as we think upon this story, may our hearts and our minds be open to receive. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Do you remember going to school and maybe starting in September as a young child and being excited? Were you excited for the school year to start? Kids, were you excited for the school year to start? Did you have a new backpack that you got to choose, or some new clothes or some new shoes? Were you excited to go into the classroom and learn? Kids, were you excited to meet your teacher and to discover who was going to be in your class? I remember being excited to think about what stories would we be reading in class. And I'm curious, kids, if this first week back or so of school, if you have already been reading a lot of stories in the classroom. Stories can say a lot. This morning's story, kids, that we're thinking on is this story about Strictly No Elephants. And this little child has an elephant and is so excited to go to the pet club meeting, only to discover a sign that was telling them Strictly No Elephants, as their title says. How do you think, kids, that little child felt the moment they discovered that them and that their elephant wasn't going to be able to come in to that pet club and have a place to belong? What do you think was feeling on their heart at that time? But then we discovered there was something beautiful that took place. That child met another little child and had a very interesting pet. I couldn't imagine owning a real skunk for a pet, but all of God's creatures are great. That's fun. And discovered that skunk also wasn't welcomed at the pet club. Kids, how do you think that little kid felt not to be welcomed at the pet club? I don't know, have you ever had an experience like this before where you wanted so badly to belong and to be included only to discover that there wasn't maybe a space for you? I hope you haven't had that experience before. But sometimes in life, we've discovered those moments. When I think about this book, I think about this book, and it encourages us, kids, as you're going back to school, to be making space and to be looking out for kids that might all belong in your classroom. Perhaps you can make some space and include those kids that don't have a space at the lunchroom, or look for those kids that are out on the playground or are sitting near the buddy bench that need a friend to play with, to keep an eye and an ear and a heart and a mind open for those kids to be included and to belong. But what does this have to say for us when we think about the faith, when we think about the church? I think this book is a really beautiful illustration of what the church is meant to be and could be and should be, a place for all of us to come and belong, for the church pews are wide and open and there's space for you to find community and connection here, a space for you to build relationships and know the amazing love of God. When I think about the Bible stories of Jesus, when he began his years of public ministry, he first started calling those disciples, as the Gospel of Matthew tells us, he first started calling those disciples out on the seashore, James and John, and he was calling to the brothers out on the seashore to come and be a part of the ministry that he was going to be doing. He also called a tax collector. He called all sorts of people to be a part of his ministry that probably, at first glance, should have, could have, would they have really been included or been the people that Jesus would really choose from the beginning. But Jesus looked at the fishermen and said, I know you're fishermen, and maybe you don't have that first resume of who to come and join my ministry, but I see something in you that's amazing. And there's a space for you to belong and be a part of what I'm doing. And he looked at the tax collector, the person that had the reputation for perhaps cheating people or not always being so honest, maybe bending the truth a little bit. And Jesus said, I see something in you. I have a space for you. I want you to be a part of this community and you can belong here in this thing that I am doing. And he called them. And these unlikely candidates joined his beautiful community alongside other women and others, and they began their ministry of teaching and preaching and healing. And Jesus fed people and cared for their needs, and he made the table wide. And he didn't set those boundaries of who was in and who was out, but he simply went forth and shared God's love. And from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 12, then, we received these words. And everything do to others as you would have them do to you. The simple treat others the way we want to be treated scripture. And that's what Jesus modeled for us and taught us. When he welcomed the sinner, the outpour, the stranger, the widow, the orphan, the child, the woman, and we didn't push them away but said, yes, come and be a part of this. When he broke down those walls, he was telling us in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. And he created belonging and community. And so therefore, as the church community, we follow in those steps of Jesus and say, come and be along. Hopefully, when you walk in the doors of the church, you won't be have a sign in your face that says strictly no elephants, but those of us that are more skunk-like can belong, and those of us that are more armadillo-like can belong, and if we're more like the bat or the giraffe or the, what other silly animals, fun, and the narwhal, there's a place for you to belong because that's what the church community is like. A bunch of amazing God-made creatures. We're all are welcome into this space. So kids, I don't know if you have a favorite animal. Maybe it's a porcupine, maybe it's a skunk, maybe it's a narwhal or a bat, maybe it's some other type of beautiful creature, but know, kids, that you belong and you have a space here. And not only is that a message for the children that are young in age, but also for all of God's children, for we're beautifully made in God's image. Won't you be on the lookout this week for ways in which we can tear down those walls and open up the welcome to share the love of God, the grace that we have received, and share it widely with the world. Won't you be on the lookout for ways for us to change that messaging from strictly no elephants to all are welcome? Let's pray. Most loving God, as we follow in your footsteps, as we seek to walk as disciples of Jesus Christ in this world, it's a hard challenge and a hard thing to which you call us. For God, we know that, we know that sometimes we're inclined to want to exclude rather than include. And so help us, Lord, to cling to the gospel as Matthew teaches us, and everything do to others as you would have them do to you. We pray these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Good morning and welcome again to Bounce Back Sunday. Here we are at the end of summer vacation. Schools have opened. Bower Road has opened, thank goodness. My husband actually walked out of his kindergarten class and went home. He said he tried it, he didn't like it, and he wasn't going back. I remember hopping in my neighbor's car and following the kindergarten bus to school to make sure our very little boys were met by their teacher and made it safely to their classroom. Setting humor aside, though, don't we all just want to trust that our children will be safe at school? We grieve for the residents of Winder, Georgia, and we also mourn for those being terrorized on Kentucky's I-75. There seems to be no end. We ask God's blessing on this beautiful prayer quilt displayed today. It's presented in the honor of Brian. Please take a moment after you leave the sanctuary to tie a knot and say a prayer for these children of God. God of life, we have so many questions and no good answers. We honor you as we pray that your light shines through us for all to see. We pray that our actions reflect the patience, compassion, and grace that you extend to us. We rejoice at the beauty of your creation, even as we weep for the destruction caused by human greed, ignorance, and hatred. We pray earnestly for those who suffer in captivity and for those ravaged by the evil effects of war and intolerance. World wars, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, a contagion of selfishness and need for power seems to have infected members of societies we have called civilized. Gaza, Ukraine, Syria, the list goes on, even to include the senseless acts of violence on America's streets, and worse, in our schools. We don't understand. Merciful Lord, please guide us into this changing season with a sense of renewal and hope of what could be. We pray that the many relief workers throughout the world who labor tirelessly in times of need be given strength and perseverance. We pray that those who strive for peace and justice may continue with renewed energy and faith. We pray that all may be treated with dignity, and we pray for the souls of all the innocent lives sacrificed under the guise of righteousness. Gracious God, we ask that you grant us the inner peace to face life's challenges with courage, to reach out to others less fortunate, and to stand against injustice where we see it. Help us to appreciate the glorious beauty of this world you have given us, to use its resources wisely, and to honor our duty as responsible stewards of your awesome creation. Most of all, Lord, help us to love as you would have us love. At this time, we lift up in silence the concerns and the joys we hold in our hearts. Let us experience your Holy Spirit flowing through us as we repeat the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
There are so many wonderful things happening in the life of the congregation through mission and ministry. Perhaps you've seen just a few of those things in the bulletin this morning, from opportunities to serve at CAS or to support NOAA lunches, to opportunities to be a part of the kids in the youth ministry, opportunities to be involved in UMW or small groups. There's lots of great things happening. If you're a part of the church community, if this is your spiritual home, we invite you to be generous in your sharing and supporting of these church ministries. But if you are a visitor or a guest with us today, please know that your presence is a gift, and we don't ask you to share in that way. As the ushers are waiting upon us, may we receive and share with great joy and great generosity.
God, you have blessed us greatly. We ask you to bless these offerings we bring to this church today. Use them in this community to build a place where others can experience the love of God through us. In your name we pray. Amen.
You guys wanted on the secret and some kind of fun. So our bounce house was first set up at the Presbyterians next door. But we fixed it, and so kids, it's all ready for you to go out and bounce and have a good time. We were kind of curious why it wasn't here at 9, but all is fixed. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Susan, for helping that out. We were really curious what was going on. But go out and have a great time bouncing. That's one to remember. And I pray that you might go forth with the love of God in your hearts, that whether you are a skunk or an elephant or an armadillo or a bat or whatever, that you are welcome here and loved by God. And may we go forth and share that abundant love and grace in the world. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.